Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological progress report on patient Christy, K-R-I-S-T-Y, V-E-R-W-O-E-S-T. Address is 11660 A-L-A-R-T Court, Marysville, California, 95901. Phone 530-301-1987. ID is XXX-XX-7575. Date of birth 7/25/1950. 74-year-old married woman. Insurance is Medicare/Humana. Pharmacy is Walgreens. Is addressed to Dr. Chin, C-H-I-N, 1558 P-O-O-L-E Boulevard, Yuba City, California, 95997, 530-756-7882. Is a carbon copy to Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, endocrinology/diabetes, Yuba City, California, 530-749-3459. The pharmacy is Walgreens, 5305. That is 743-2594. Current medications listed vertically: buspirone, levothyroxine, and duloxetine. Current complaints: diabetic optic neuropathy, recent complaints: COVID infection 1 year ago, fall down the stairs 1 year ago, current complaints, tremors, current medications, listed vertically: bupropion, 300 milligrams extended release, levothyroxine, 25 micrograms, LYUMJEV Quick Pen, 100 units, Traceba Flex Injection, 100 units, Duloxetine Capsules, 30 milligrams, glycopyrrolate, 1 milligram oral tablet, Paragraph. Cognitive evaluation. First paragraph, communication. Reduced communication clarity and organization. Next paragraph, sleep disturbance. Daytime sleepiness, arousals with pain, common, daytime sleepiness, sometimes. Next paragraph, positive affect and well-being, reduced sense of well-being. Reduce hopefulness. Reduce sense of life purpose. Reduce cheerfulness. Reduce life interest. Reduce sense of life ease, EASE. Reduce sense of life enjoyment. Next paragraph, fatigue. Often has no sense of energy, feeling fatigued, reduced energy in household chores, sometimes feeling tired, needing to sleep during the day, feeling weak all over. Next paragraph, anxiety. Often worried about physical health. Easily started. As easily startled. Feeling slightly fidgety. feeling slightly worried. Rarely having difficulty sleeping. Rarely feeling worthless. Sometimes feeling that everything was an effort. Often feeling sad. Often having trouble keeping her mind on what she was doing. Rarely bothered by little things. Often stubborn with others. The paragraph, ability to participate in social roles and activities. She can often do everything for her friends that she wants to do. Rarely was she able to do all of the leisure activities that people expected her to do. She is never able to do all of the community activities that people expect her to do. She never is able to run errands without difficulty. She often is able to do all the work that people expect her to do. She has some reduction in her satisfaction in her ability to do household chores and tasks. She has some reduction in her satisfaction with her ability to do things for her family. She is quite a bit satisfied with her ability to do things for her friends. She reports that she's somewhat satisfied with her ability to do all of the leisure activities that are really important to her. She reports that she's quite satisfied with her ability to work, including working at home, doing the work that's important to her. To take care of personal and household responsibilities. With her ability to work. She reports that she is somewhat less satisfied by limitations in her performance at work. Next paragraph, cognitive function. She reports having difficulty keeping track of time. Planning for and keeping appointments. Quite a bit of difficulty remembering where things were placed or put away. Remembering a list of 5 errands. Learning new tasks or instructions. She reports that she never can read and that she sometimes has trouble remembering new information, phone numbers and instructions, remembering the name of a familiar person, reacting slowly to things that were said or done, having trouble forming thoughts, she has to work really hard to pay attention without making mistakes. She reports having trouble concentrating, making decisions, planning out the steps of tasks. New paragraph, imaging. Amyloid PET CT imaging accomplished at the HALO Imaging Center showed a negative scan with sparse to no neuritic plaques. New paragraph. Laboratory testing. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect, all caps PTAU217, in the plasma was abnormal and elevated 0.28 consistent with current mild cognitive impairment and symptomatic Alzheimer's disease. The neurofilament light chain in the plasma was normal. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect, all caps APOE isoform in the plasma, was abnormal, showing a value of E3/E4. Suggesting Alzheimer's risk. New paragraph, the dementia laboratory panel showed a reduced EGFR, suggesting risk for kidney disease. Reduced white and red cell counts, elevated MCV, and a low MCHC. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was normal. The random glucose level at 136 was elevated. The creatinine level at 1.08 was borderline elevated. The BUN/creatinine ratio at 29 was elevated. The red cell count at 3.71 was reduced. The MCV at 100.5 was increased. The beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was normal. The ferritin level at 10 was subphysiologic. The urinalysis showed many bacteria. the Cardio IQ lipid panel showed a borderline elevated LDL cholesterol. The hemoglobin A1C level was elevated at 7.6. The vitamin B3 level was subphysiologic at 20. B5 level subphysiologic at 40. Chromium value subphysiologic at less than 0.5. Plasma zinc level subphysiologic at 52. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, history of acute and chronic crepitant synovitis, left wrist, left hand, deficiency of other specified group B vitamins, tremor, weakness, findings of risk factors for type 2 diabetes, no findings of Alzheimer's risk. New paragraph, remote history of COVID disease. History of diabetic optic neuropathy with diabetes risk. History of tremor. New paragraph. Findings of ventral spinal cord. Flattening, C3, C4, chronic inflammation, posterior disc ossified complex, moderate to severe C3-C4 chronic degenerative spinal canal stenosis, severe bilateral C3-C4 chronic degenerative neuroforaminal narrowing, multi-level facet joint hypertrophy C3-C4, annular fissuring C2 through T2, dash parenthesis possible pain generator end parenthesis, subparagraph findings of chronic spinal stenosis, new paragraph. Christy Verwest was seen for neurological evaluation January 13, 2026. Her imaging studies showed chronic spinal stenosis with neuroforaminal narrowing, flattening of the spinal cord in the mid to upper cervical spine. She had no significant findings for Alzheimer's disease risk. And her amyloid PET CT imaging study for dementia evaluation did not show Alzheimer's disease. Her cognitive evaluation shows some evidence of disorganization and cognitive impairment in functional capacity, as well as nutritional insufficiencies that can be corrected with therapeutic intervention. She had evidence for sleep dysfunction for which sleep testing would be useful. Therapeutic intervention for cognitive decline on a trial basis may also be helpful. Her brain imaging study showed suspicious findings for possible hydrocephalus, for which referral for hydrocephalus evaluation may be useful. New paragraph, I'll see her for review with those findings and a report signed with my professional signature.